They named their kids Chamisa, which is a
Peter Coyote wrote some books about the area here.
But when I look at him, I think, boy, those people that have seen, oh God.
They named their kids what?
Chamisa, which means
Weeds.
I see there's Chamisa.
I thought you were talking about the pork.
Oh, they got names. I'm telling you, they got names.
That's funny.
But most of their children are, I would say 99% of their children are very well educated and
they're colleges.
Wealthy themselves now. But they come from money, so it keeps just getting more and more money. You know, I mean, that's.
Do the kids take off?
Pardon?
Do the kids leave then after college?
They're gone.
Yeah, they gone.
When the children started to get older, that's when they started to.
You want something cold?
Change a little bit of their attitude, you know.
Really?
I mean, they had to because of the kids.
I'm supposed to too. It drives me out up here, you know.
Sorry.
When their children got older, they had to, and then they didn't. Some of them went to the public high school in Walsenburg, but most of them, when they got out of school here, went to private school for high school.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very intelligent kids.
Mm-hmm.
They all did well.
Good.
They all did well.
What was that Drop City? Was that a neighborhood or?
No, they named it.
It was a place like you're going toward Trinidad. It was out there somewhere. I never did see it, but the people just got. Well, because they'd go naked and they. I mean, Well, we had a bunch of them too. He took somebody up one time, and, oh God. So they were walking across the road and they were all naked. It's so embarrassing. God. But that's the way they were when they first came. Though they were funny.
They're all intelligent people, though.
Yeah.
Very well educated.
The F word. I can't say it. I cannot say that word.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, it was a common thing. It is now to most younger people. But they came and they went to the Methodist church. They wanted to introduce themselves to all the older people.
Mm-hmm.
But every word that came out of their mouth was that word. God, they shocked everybody half to death.
Right.
That was the last time they went in the church.
That was the last time they tried to. They wanted to paint all the buildings and psychedelic codes. God, didn't work.
Did they play a role in politics at all then?
They're beginning to.
In fact, one of them is going to run for county commissioner.
One's going to run for county commissioner this coming year.
What's his name?
Is his last name? He's Jewish.
Okay.
Very, very, very intelligent man. And his wife is, they're both really up in politics. They both are.
Okay.
He's about the only, the rest of them, they're very, when we have elections, we get about.
There they are.
90% of.
That's the way they act.
Our voters turn out because they vote, the hippies vote. And so do the local people.
Uh-huh.
We vote very good. Not for George W. Bush, though.
Yeah?
No.
Well, he had that poster on his wall.
He sent that to me.
I wanted to throw it away, but he wouldn't let
me.
No, that's mine.
I said, what the heck did he send that to us for?
I regret poster. Autograph picture.
I have to ask you about I came here to talk about farming and ranching, so I got to ask you something about that.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you grow? Oh, you already mentioned that.
Yeah.
Those beets you mentioned, were those sugar beets or?
Red beets.
Red beets?
Red beets, turnips, just table top types of veggies.
What do they grow in this? Do they grow anything in here?
Alfalfa.
So some grasses.
Grass.
Yeah, a few people have
a small
garden, but people, they don't do it too much anymore.
If they have a garden, what kinds of things can they grow in it?
Well, they can grow anything. They can grow onions.
They get mostly stuff for salads. And there is another young couple that lives, what was her name when she was young?
Hummingbird.
Brooke Hummingbird. She's a teacher now.
This isn't the first place I've been where they had the hippie story and they all went off and became teachers.